Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Australia. Practitioners of Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, launched a four-day event to raise awareness of the persecution in Canberra from March 25th to the 28th. It included a rally and petition drive. Dr. Lucy Zhao, director of the Australian Falun Dafa Association, addressed the rally on March 27th. She said, "The European Union passed a resolution against the persecution in January, and the Australian government can also pass a similar resolution. This can be used to clearly express the Australian government and people's opposition to this persecution." Falun Dafa practitioners also visited members of parliament and called on the Australian government to help stop the 24-year-long persecution by the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP. Rescue efforts for practitioners who are family members of Australian residents were also put forth. As of March 28, 3,300 people had signed the petition calling to stop the persecution.
The Netherlands. Hundreds of refugees seeking asylum in the Netherlands live in the Terrapel camp, located in the northeastern part of the country. A Falun Gong practitioner volunteered at the camp from March 19th to the 22nd. He and fellow practitioners presented a program about Falun Gong and taught the exercises to the residents. Those displaced people who fled their homes from war-torn areas around the world were grateful to learn about Falun Gong. Miss Layla, who came from Iran, had a brain tumor that required surgery. The tumor caused dizziness, which resulted in her breaking a leg. Doctors surgically placed a steel rod into the affected limb, which resulted in her being unable to stand properly. Layla learned the four Falun Gong standing exercise movements attentively while seated in a chair and felt very good. The generalized pain she learned to live with had disappeared. She fell asleep quickly that night and slept soundly. Her husband was very grateful and also learned the exercises.
Belgium. Practitioners were invited to De Metkatelijn High School in the city of Mechelen to introduce Falun Dafa and traditional Chinese culture on March 27th. They taught the five Falun Dafa exercises to two classes. Many students expressed interest in traditional Chinese culture and said the exercise instruction made them feel calm and refreshed. The event's coordinating teacher, Joris van Hasselt, said, "I saw them paying full attention to the lecture when the practitioners talked about Falun Dafa. Even those children who are usually noisy and move around were able to concentrate fully on the speech. This is a great workshop for the students." He said that this event introducing Falun Dafa benefited the students as well as their families. He indicated that he would recommend the presentation to other schools.
United Kingdom. Falun Dafa practitioners gathered at the Mile End Park in East London on March 24th and did the exercises together. Many passers-by stopped to watch, drawn by the sight of so many people quietly meditating. Some said they were surprised to see how practitioners were able to stay focused while meditating in such a bustling metropolitan area. Practitioners began meditating at 8 a.m. and later studied the Falun Dafa teachings in a classroom at nearby Queen Mary University. At noon, they did the Falun Dafa exercises by a pond in Mile End Park. Numerous university faculty, staff members, and students, as well as local residents, stopped to watch the practitioners as they did the exercises. Some took pictures. Many expressed an interest in learning the Falun Dafa exercises to improve their physical and mental fitness.
France. Falun Dafa practitioners set up an information booth at the Tendons Nature Eco Habitat Exhibition, held at the Ronce Exhibition Center from March 22nd through March 24th. They held workshops on Saturday and Sunday to introduce the practice to the public and demonstrate the exercises. Their booth drew many residents from Ronce and surrounding cities. An elderly woman stopped at the booth after seeing the words truthfulness, compassion, forbearance on the display board. She was grieving her sister's death and was excited to hear that Falun Dafa is a spiritual practice. She felt God had guided her to the booth and expressed interest in practicing. A woman who taught Qigong for 35 years noticed the information about Falun Dafa but did not know what the practice was. After a practitioner explained, she said it was only then that she learned about cultivation. She was interested in practicing Falun Dafa and asked for contact information so she could learn the exercises.
Romania. Practitioners from Romania and the Republic of Moldova held an information day at the Acnila Mari salt mine in Alt Valley, a beautiful tourist attraction, on March 24th. The mine predates the Roman Empire, and in 1912, people began visiting the site for the curative properties of the salt. Practitioners set up display boards and banners and demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises. People were attracted by the soothing exercise music and talked with the practitioners. Falun Dafa's principles, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, resonated with them. Falun Dafa feels calm and peaceful, one person said. This was a typical comment made by visitors to the booth. Some said they would read more about Falun Dafa on the website. Others said they were interested in reading the book Duan Falun, the main text of Falun Dafa.
Italy. Activities took place in several Italian cities this March to increase public awareness of the cultivation practice of Falun Dafa and its brutal persecution in China. Numerous people at the events were moved to sign the petition opposing the persecution of Falun Dafa, and some said they wanted to explore the exercises, the Falun Dafa information website, and Duan Falun, the main text of the practice. Practitioners set up display boards and banners and demonstrated the exercises at the large outdoor market in Cassin Park in the city of Florence on March 19th. They also held an event in the Old Town area at the center of the city on March 30th. One passerby, accompanied by her family, said she was a journalist and initially had a hard time believing the persecution was taking place. She was very interested in the exercises and said that she wanted to try practicing Falun Dafa. Her entire family signed the petition. Practitioners also presented information events in the cities of Milan on March 23rd, Rome on March 30th, and Cagliari, Sardinia on March 30th.
The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. Mr. Wen Yongshu, a 56-year-old man from Yunnan province, was sentenced to 3 years with a 5,000 yuan fine in late February for practicing Falun Gong. Police arrested Mr. Wen outside of his home in July 2023. They then searched his apartment where he lived with his wife and their four children. Police confiscated his Falun Gong-related items, flash drives, books, photos, cell phones, keys, and motorcycle, as well as his daughter's tablet and his wife's purse. He has been detained at the Jining District Detention Center since. Mr. Wen has appealed his conviction to the Kunming City Intermediate Court. His wife also filed complaints against judiciary officials involved in his case for wrongfully prosecuting him for his faith.
Ms. Jiang Yin Fan, an 86-year-old woman from Jiangsu province, has been in prison since September 2021 for practicing Falun Gong. While she is serving her four-year term, her family is financially strained after paying her 30,000 yuan court fine and an additional 15,000 yuan in court fees. Ms. Jiang was initially arrested in 2017 and was sentenced to a three-year prison term. Due to her poor health, the prison refused to admit her and she was released on medical parole. She was again arrested in 2019 and was given a two-year prison term with a 30,000 yuan fine. She was taken to Changzhou Women's Prison in September 2021 to serve a combined term of 4 years. She is set to be released in June 2025. Ms. Jiang started practicing Falun Gong in 1996 after former Chinese Communist Party leader Jiang Zemin began to suppress Falun Gong in July 1999. Ms. Jiang was detained numerous times for her belief. She was once hung from a doorframe by handcuffs, slapped and kicked by passing officers, as well as being deprived of sleep, food, and water. When authorities arrested Ms. Jiang from her home in 2012, her 94-year-old mother, who lived with her, was so terrified she died not long afterwards.
Mr. Zheng Yuming, a 67-year-old man from Jilin Province, was sentenced to 7 years in January for practicing Falun Gong. Mr. Zheng and his wife from Jilin Province were arrested by police at their shoe shop in February 2023. The police monitored the couple for 3 days before arresting them. They confiscated their three printers, two computers, and many Falun Gong books. Mr. Zheng was held at the Dehui City Detention Center, but his wife was released. Before Mr. Zheng's latest sentencing, he was arrested 3 times and served 2 labor camp terms for a total of 4 years for practicing Falun Gong. While serving time, Mr. Zheng was forced to work for long hours without pay, even after he suffered a heart attack due to the abuse. When he returned to his cell in the evening, he was forced to sit on a small stool and watch propaganda videos smearing Falun Gong. His use of the restroom was highly restricted. The 2 inmates assigned to monitor him beat and verbally abused him at will.
In belated news, Mr. Wang Chaojia, a 37-year-old middle school teacher from Henan Province, was sentenced to 7 years for practicing Falun Gong in 2023. The exact date is unknown. In March 2022, Mr. Wang was arrested outside the Tianjin County First Middle School where he taught. He was taken to a brainwashing center and held there for 2 weeks. The principal of the school didn't allow Mr. Wang to return to teaching after his release. Mr. Wang was arrested again 3 months later and was taken to a detention center. It was recently confirmed that Mr. Wang was sentenced to 7 years and fined 50,000 yuan in 2023. The court garnished all the funds in his pension account to pay for his fine and forced his family to cover the balance. Mr. Wang was taken to the Qinmi City Prison in July 2023 and is now held in the 9th Division.
Falun Gong practitioners expose CCP's threats to stop Shenyan performances in Canada. On March 27, 2024, the president of the Falun Dafa Association in Canada, Ms. Dai, testified during public inquiry hearings in Ottawa concerning foreign interference with Shenyan performing arts by the CCP. She exposed the Chinese Communist Party's threats to stop Shenyan performances. She reported, Shenyan's tour buses in Canada and the U.S. were damaged on several occasions, including having their tires slashed. The most recent incident took place last weekend on March 23, 2024. During Shenyang's performances in Vancouver, someone sent an email to theater staff threatening to set off a bomb. She continued to say that the same bomb threat email was sent to theaters in the U.S., which underscores the situation as one specifically aimed at Shenyang. The harassing behavior is also consistent with the CCP's past actions against Shenyang. According to Ms. Dai, the CCP systematically works to sabotage Shenyang performances by doing things such as sending warning letters to politicians to deter them from watching the show, and exerting pressure on elected officials who attended the shows through phone calls or emails that defame Falun Gong and Shenyang. She gave an example that described the office of counselor in Ottawa receiving offensive and rude emails from persons claiming to be Falun Gong practitioners after he attended a Shenyang performance. These emails were blocked with the help of the IT staff in the town hall. Practitioners had the opportunity to clarify that these emails did not come from Falun Gong practitioners and were in fact attempts by the CCP to vilify the practice after the counselor made a complaint to local practitioners when he received the emails. Ms. Dai said that similar falsified emails were sent to a theater manager in Calgary to sabotage the relationship between the theater and local practitioners who host Shenyang shows. Some emails even threatened local sponsors in an attempt to pressure them to withdraw their sponsorships for Shenyang. Ms. Dai explained, Shenyang's mission is to revive Chinese traditional culture that is being destroyed by the CCP. She said the communist regime is afraid of Shenyang and added, the shows challenge the legality of its rule. Traditional Chinese culture is at odds with communist culture. Ms. Dai continued, the persecution is not restricted to only inside China. It is extended overseas, including Canada. Falun Gong practitioners in Canada have devoted themselves to protesting the CCP's persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China, Canada, and the rest of the world. In Canada, practitioners' efforts include exposing the regime's lies about the practice and raising public awareness of the regime's violation of human rights. The Falun Dafa Association in Canada published a 130-page report in October 2023 titled Foreign Interference and Repression of Falun Gong in Canada that exposed the CCP's foreign interference and transnational repression targeting the Falun Gong community in Canada over the past two decades. Ms. Dai summarized parts of the damning report during the hearing. The exposé detailed how the CCP has used an array of tactics to influence elected officials in Canada and people in all segments of society with the objective of marginalizing Falun Gong and suppressing public support for Falun Gong. The methods employed include political infiltration, manipulation, coercion, inciting hatred, spreading false information, attacks, harassment, internet attacks, and surveillance. These tactics were not only implemented by Chinese embassies and consulates, but they were also adopted by the CCP agents and organizations in Canada. Additionally, the report noted that the CCP has interfered in small and large community groups in Canada, business and celebratory events, as well as other arts and cultural activities, aimed at excluding Falun Gong practitioners from participating in community events. Such coercion and manipulation not only curtails the benefits of the practice for Canadians, but also encroaches on Canada's core values. The report listed in detail a substantial amount of hate speech and false information propagated by the CCP, as well as Chinese newspapers and online platforms controlled by the regime. Such content has misled some people and resulted in their discriminatory attitude towards Falun Gong practitioners. Not only are Falun Gong practitioners regularly attacked physically and harassed in public, they also face surveillance and attacks on the internet. In addition, in Canada, the CCP systematically controls the Chinese community its media, and the internet to promote its agenda and suppress the voices of Falun Gong practitioners. Ms. Dai cited examples of how the CCP is promoting its agenda in Canada. She emphasized that the illegal hate speech and false information spread by the CCP in Canada must be taken seriously and dealt with.
Xianyang continues its international tour. During the week of March 18th, Xianyang's touring companies continued to present stories and values from pre-communist China to audiences in Australia, Europe, and North America. After performing to a sold-out crowd at His Majesty's Theatre in Perth on March 23rd, Xianyang New York Company concluded its 31-show, six-city Australia tour. One of the many highlights from the performances was offered by member of the Western Australian Legislative Council and Shadow Minister for Culture and the Arts, Peter Collier, who saw Xianyang in Perth on March 19th. He said, "That's a living, breathing manifestation of everything that Chinese culture is about. For the past 2 years, Mr. Collier has been trying to bring Xianyang to Western Australia. This was the first time since 2019 that the company visited Perth after years of difficulties securing theaters due to interference from the CCP. He said, "I fought for this. I fought to get it here in Western Australia." He said he was delighted with the outcome. Mr. Collier added, "We must never, ever, ever forget the real Chinese culture. We must be brave, we must be bold, we must be noble, and we must put Chinese culture out there at the forefront. Because when we try to eradicate that, we give up on life." This season, Xianyang just completed its tour in Spain, having presented 13 performances in 4 cities, all to full theaters. Xianyang also performed in Poland, Switzerland, Canada, and the U.S. states of California, Utah, and New York. During the week of March 25th, Xianyang continued its European and North American tours and presented 35 performances in 12 cities in France, Sweden, Canada, and the United States to very grateful audiences. Member of Parliament for Calgary Heritage, Shuvaloy Majumdar, returned to see Xianyang for the 2024 season at Calgary's Southern Alberta Jubilee Auditorium in Canada on March 30th. He shared, "I came last year and this time was equally beautiful. It's a wonderful show." Mr. Majumdar said he felt a sense of renewal after attending the performance both last year and this year. He elaborated, "It's genuinely a spiritual encounter to be able to feel that through the artists that have trained so hard and perform so beautifully. It is a really special feeling. The preservation of Chinese history and culture is a very difficult task at a time in which many are attempting to erase that history. The celebration of an ancient people in modern times, especially in the format that this show is produced, is just a wonderful celebration of Chinese culture." He added, "There is no short-term autocratic government that can suppress the culture so beautiful and historic as the ancient Chinese culture and the Chinese people."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.